Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, because I'd have it no other way right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Let's see here. I don't see the schedule. Coming up in around about 55 minutes. Oh, let's just call it the midnight hour. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Next week, we've got Pete from It Was In You All Along filling in. He's very excited, and we're excited to have him coming on in the studio. He was one of those great subs of the summer last year, and glad to have him back. Then I'll be back the next week, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then tonight's the night that the summer, or the, is it the winter schedule? I don't know. Whatever the new schedule is here at WMFO starts, and James, he's coming back for another season with us. This time, the show has a different name, though. It's Life Appreciation Hour. I approve. You know, if you've never stuck around and checked out James and his program, you should do that. He gets around. He does a lot of different stuff. But it's great to listen to him talk. It's my favorite part. Anyway, let's get back to tonight's program here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's a free association. I knew I was going to be busy, so what did I do? I told you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where many of your kindred listeners hang out during the show and all week long, of course. I said, hey, I'm going to do a free association. Give me some words. They gave me some words. Now I'm playing songs based on those words that they gave me. Whatever popped in my head, then I cut a lot of stuff out because I only have so much time. And here we are. let us dive in to tonight's free association here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Lovely collaboration. Association. Here come the tunes you've been anticipating.
I want the pen.
Ha ha ha!
wake up and walk around your town. I promise you, if you do that, you will not be let down. It's so fun to do the mating ritual in your gorilla suit.
I know it gets a little hot, but there will be breaks. Water breaks. Banana breaks. Water breaks. Banana breaks. All kinds of breaks. All kinds of breaks.
Auburn Motor Company, maker of fine cars up to but not including 1938, brings you another episode of The Gathering Dusk, the heartwarming story of a girl who faces misfortune in a world where she never intended to live. As we look in on the Bessinger household today, Edna is feeding both goldfish in the downstairs dining room. It's late afternoon, and Dr. Isley, the director of the Red Boiling Springs branch of the County Health Department, is just arriving.
Oh, it's you, Deputy County Health Director Isley. I'm glad you could come so soon. I was afraid you might be out joyriding somewhere in that new trailer of yours.
No, I don't use that trailer for pleasure at all, Miss Bessinger. It's the county's mobile X-ray unit.
Well, I suppose you could get an X-ray machine in a trailer that big, but you'd certainly have to cut down on the size of the bar and the liquor cabinet.
Well, there's no bar or liquor cabinet in there, just a lot of medical equipment.
That seems rather strange. Where do you sleep when you take it on camping trips?
I don't take the trailer on camping trips, Miss Bessinger. That's not what it's designed for.
Well, that's really a pity. I always thought that half the fun of having a trailer would be to go on camping trips.
Well, if you have a house trailer, I guess that's true.
Well, that's my whole point. If you just shopped around a little, I'm sure you could have found one with beds and a little kitchen and all the other conveniences.
Yes, I suppose so. And if you think we made a bad purchase, I'm not going to argue the point with you. But I don't imagine you called me over here just to discuss the trailer anyway.
No, you're entirely right about that, Deputy County Health Director Isley. I was reading in the paper this morning about the big yellow fever outbreak, and I'm just sure I've caught it.
Well, I don't think that's possible, Miss Bessinger. That epidemic they were describing in the paper is somewhere in Pakistan. We haven't had a case of yellow fever in this county for many years.
Well, I don't know how I caught it, but I have all the symptoms. The heat's been turned off here in the house all for months, and still I feel as though I'm burning up with fever.
Well, it is terribly warm in here. Heat seems to be pouring through that doorway from the kitchen. And I can see you have your oven door open. Is there any chance the oven could be turned on?
Great suffering catfish. That's a strong possibility, Deputy County Health Director Isley. I was so disappointed when my cake fell this morning that I just stalked out of the kitchen in a huff. And I'll bet having the oven turned on full blast all day could make me think I was running a high fever. My stars, you just can't know what a relief it is to find out that my condition is curable. I suddenly feel as if I'm no longer standing in the gathering dusk.
Can it be that Edna's quick recovery from the symptoms of yellow fever may at last enable her to find happiness? Or will the exorbitant gas bill that results from leaving the oven turned on all day merely lead to further heartbreak? Be sure to join us for the next exciting episode when Edna may have her service cut off in the gathering dusk.
Cincinnati, dancing pig, he's the barnyard, Mr. Big. Cincinnati, dancing pig,
where there's riggity, jiggity, 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 jig, jig.
Children yell and clap and sing when he does his bucking wing. Cincinnati, dancing pig,
where there's riggity, jiggity, 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 jig, jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball, but until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't a seen a nothing at all. Diggity pig.
From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop to Dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am. Cincinnati dancing pig,
Cincinnati,
with his riggity jiggity jig jig jig.
Riggity jiggity jig.
Tick a tick tick.
All the children yell and they clap and sing. Hey, when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati, Cincinnati, Cincinnati pig.
With his riggity, jiggity, 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 tick a tick tick. Dancing bears and kangaroos,
kangaroos
have a lot on the ball. But until you dig that remarkable pig,
you ain't a seen nothing at all. So, hey, from Duluth Birmingham, he's the pork chop, Dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham, what am.
Cincinnati dancing pig,
Cincinnati,
with his riggity jiggity jig jig jig.
Cincinnati dancing pig, riggity jiggity 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 jig jig jig.
Until the slump came. price of raw materials, coupled with inflation, squeezed his global holdings, his liquid assets bottomed out, and shrunk his retail outlet operation.
And that's the story of the Micker Elastic King. A market force in the Micker Elastic King. Horses for courses. A self-made man with a business to run. Something to sell to everyone. Micker Elastic King. Ooh, la, la. The Micker Elastic King.
So few people care. It's not they don't care about you. They don't care about themselves. They don't know their neighbor. They don't know their dog. They don't even know their breakfast food around here. They go out and live on lemonade. They're made out of Jell-O. It makes me afraid. Call it what you don't want. It's got to be a little thick. If it's just too sunny now, I fall sick. There's all these raspberry people, strawberry ones too. They've got pineapple minds and hearts like blueberry stew. But I can't take it like that. There's just too much fat. I'm slimming in the head. Can't make it on Jell-O. You know, raspberry people might be fine on Monday, but you got to have yourself. When it comes Sunday, there's nothing to do, then they're all at Sunday school. You have to be your own kind of fool. Somebody asked me what I want to end up like. I want to end up dead, but riding on my own bike. It's touching, that might be so. But I don't want to be Jell-O. You know, what's the next one, Lisa? What's the next one?
Walk around, dog.
No, it's not yet.
Yeah.
You know, shit, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
So walk your own dog.
Alright, okay, so walk your own road, hitchhike with yourself. You got some Jell-O people, put them on your Jell-O shelf. They make a decoration, something to talk about. It's cheaper than buying books. But I won't be nobody's little dog. Now I don't want to bark your way. Maybe I want to end up being a cow. There should be an easy way to do it, I know. But I don't want to be Jell-O. You know I'm just walking my own road. I got a four matchboxes, a pen, and a pet bird. I ran away yesterday. Now wasn't that a shame? I didn't want to be Jell-O neither.
That echo on there.
So walk your own road, make your own Sunday school, go to your own movies, be your own kind of fool. I want to walk a road that I can't even see. I don't even want to know what I mean when that bird talks to me. It doesn't matter. Me and that bird make a foolish kind of chatter, but it's us talking. I like it and the bird likes it too. It kept me from being in that Jell-O stew. Sparrow, when you come back, call me. But now take care.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are free associating here. I want to just point out the strangeness of within that last set, where we had a Tennessee Ernie Ford with no Speedy West and a Chandler Travis Philharmonic with no Ricky Bates. Ricky Bates was there, but did not play on the track. So that's just weird. Speaking, though, of Chandler Travis Philharmonic at the Lizard Lounge, we had a lovely Bubbles in the Think Tank caucus today. There were many listeners and staff members in attendance. It was nice to see one and all. I love a good caucus, especially at the Lizard Lounge. As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Don't almost give, give! To find out how you can help, visit don'talmostgive.org. No apostrophe. That's a message brought to you by the Ad Council. Let's see here. I feel like I had something. Oh, I did want to point something else out. I have a replacement ring, finally. Yay! Back to the free association here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Strips.
Say what's pop?
Watching old movies on the boob tube. What a high grade of corn they had before we was born. Pop is the here and the now. What's in or something so out? It's in.
Say what's pop?
All the field flicks and James Bond too. The look of yay, yay and the CIA. The cinema underground, spending afternoons studying junk art. Funny how junk touches the heart. Pop is what's happening, what just feels right. Like leather boots, high and tight.
Say what pop?
Discotheques are soupy sales ears. Genuine soul and folk and roll. All right.
Say what's pop?
Somebody mention the
she's top. Getting plenty loving, cause my baby, she's top. Getting plenty loving, she always wanna ride. Getting plenty loving, she's so sweet. I'm getting plenty loving, cause she cannot be beat. Getting plenty loving, cause my baby, she's top.
Everybody, and welcome to the BITTT Sports Scoreboard with Jack Breen, the discreet sports show that calls them like I sees them without hurting anybody's feelings. Hold on to your apples, Mary. Here's what's happening today. In the world of baseball, we've got final scores of 4-5, 6-3, 3-2, and a couple of teams are all tied up at 4-4. Somebody got hurt in one of those games, but we'd rather not say who or which one. On the links today in Houston, one guy who did really good yesterday didn't today, as some other guy surged ahead to take the lead. Quiet on the gridiron again today as football players all over the country continue to wait for next year. Same thing in college basketball, but not as long. Too cold again for boats today, and the people who like hitting each other just kept on doing it until half of them fell down. And that's about it for the BITTT Sports Scoreboard. We'll see y'all at some kind of stadium or arena or something. But for now, here's Bubbles.
I got a gal as sweet as she can be. When I get home, she's always mad at me.
Will the baby get mad?
Single. passenger. And I ride and I ride. I ride through the city back street. I see the stars come out of the sky. But now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your hog. Now I wanna be your sloth.
Now I want you to shut up.
I am the passenger.
Regis Philbin impersonation I've ever heard.
Oh, I needed that bathtub gin right there, right then. Knocked up by enthusiasts who work in ships where the air is thin. But oh, I needed that bathtub gin right there. Then they start singing that bathtub gin. Get you out of your head. Your evening set puts a hole in your liver like you never had yet. But then, oh, I needed that bathtub gin right there, right then. Because the ships go out, the ships come in, and then they start swinging that bathtub gin. Yes, it's wicked, wicked sin. I've had so many troubles, I got wicked again. But then, oh, I needed that bathtub gin. Bathtub gin, gimme that bathtub gin. Bathtub gin, bathtub gin. Gimme that bathtub gin.
Fed the 5 o'clock to the baby clock, just let your pendulum swing. You gotta tick 'em, tick 'em, tick and tock. Never lose or gain. You better make your wheels go round and round. That jewel of man's gonna tear you down. So run long, steady, be on time, let your pendulum swing.
We'll be right back.
pendulum swing. Gonna tick and tick and tick and tock. Never lose or gain. Gonna tick out rhythm all night long. Every hour I'm ding and dong. Gonna run along steady, keeping time, let my pendulum swing.
Presenting the sequel to Rebecca, Respecta, Mistress of Bandy Legs Manor. Max DePinner, the master of Bandy Legs Manor, had, as one might guess, bandy legs. He was mad about Respecta because she had bandy legs too.
I'll never forget the first time I saw Respecta. It was at the dog show. Albert Hall was packed to the rafters with howling dogs, and there she was, between the Airedales and the Spaniels, Respecta. I inquired after her. I say, Fresnel, who was that beautiful creature who won the blue ribbon this afternoon?
Respecta.
What was her last name?
DePinner. You married her this morning.
Oh, yes, I knew I'd seen her somewhere. 3 weeks after we were married, she entered a dog show in Cairo, and I hadn't heard from her for 7 years. I went straight to Fresnel. Look here, Fresnel, have you seen Respecta?
Well, she went to Cairo, from there to Bucharest, then up the Onondaga, down the Susquehanna, across the Congo to Zanzibar. She plans to enter dog shows all over the world. You shouldn't have married her, Max.
And why not?
Well, there's an old Latin saying, Ephebibus Pithecanthroptus Erectus.
And what does that mean?
I don't know, really. I never bothered to look it up.
I was beginning to wonder about Respecta and her curious tastes. Her leash and muzzle collection meant more to her than I did.
Why were you, Max? I'd make a break of it.
Let her career win out. She'd love that.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you get a dog and enter it opposite Respecta? If your dog wins, you'll have beaten her at her own game.
And what if my dog loses?
Well, there's an old Greek saying, Max. Agamemnon, tantalorum, sophocleum.
And what the devil does that mean?
Don't know exactly. It's a translation of that other thing in Latin.
I followed Fresnel's advice, purchased a chihuahua, and entered it opposite Respecta. In Oslo, I lost Respecta 1. In Istanbul, I lost Respecta 1. In Calcutta, there was some good luck. Respecta showed up without her tail, but she won again. Finally beaten and disgruntled, I traded my chihuahua for a Great Dane, saddled him, and journeyed back to Bandy Legs.
I say, Max, you didn't handle this thing right at all. You want to keep her here at Bandy Legs, don't you?
More than anything else in the world.
Why not make her jealous?
I tried that with the dogs.
You don't understand, Max. You can make her jealous in another way. A simple way, Max.
Raising hogs? No. What then?
Going out with other women.
I couldn't do a thing like that. I haven't done it since I was a child.
You must, Maxim. You must, for your own sake.
All right. What shall I do first?
Give me £10,000.
And what for?
It'll get you used to spending. You'll have 100 women by nightfall.
You're a wicked, wicked man, but you do make sense. I should have never given Fresnel the £10,000. He squandered it on a new set of teeth. I became reckless. I spent £5 million in a fortnight, and all that I had left was a 60-room house, 3 swimming pools, the golf course, and the stables. I was penniless. And then one fine day in mid-August, Respecta came back.
She's here! She's here, Max! She's here!
Where?
In the muzzle room, checking up on a paw collection.
Probably wants to enter some big new dog event. I'll surprise her.
Don't go in there, Max!
Why not? She's my wife.
She hates to be disturbed while sorting paws.
I'm going in, Fresnel. She's my wife.
Don't, Maxim! Don't!
Respecta. No, no! No! Pow, 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 pow! I was in the hospital for 11 months when one day Fresnel came to visit me.
Max, you didn't handle this thing right at all.
What did I do wrong this time?
You got shot.
Now that, well, that's what I like about Respecta. She's so impetuous.
She's divorcing you, Max.
What?
Yes, she's marrying me.
But Fresnel, has she given up entering dog shows?
Completely. We're going to the States.
And what for?
She's entering me in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, good luck. I say you're not angry. You know, Fennel, there's a good old Anglo-Saxon expression. Don't let's be vulgar, Max. Cheerio.
Well, I've been a fool, yeah. Heard you, I know. But I realize now that I loved you so. If you will forgive me for causing you this pain, I promise you, my darling, I wanna hurt you again. So don't be angry.
Dee-dee-dee. that was Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Thank you for your participation.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up tonight's Free Association. Thank you all for playing. Got to remind you again that next week I'm not going to be here, but Pete's going to be filling in, and everybody's happy about it. So be ready for that. Make him happy over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, just the way you do for me. Thank you. And now let's go ahead and get a couple seconds early start on tonight's radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. It's, we've already got a backlog going, but you know, I say that this is just what happens at this time of year, coming out of the holidays, all those special programs. It's just how it happens. So we're going to try to get that cleaned up as much as we can before we hand it off to Pete next week. I don't think that's going to happen, actually, so I'll be quiet now. Hey, by the way, you should think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Because that makes it now time for the initial radio obituary for Steve Ripley, the American recording artist, record producer, songwriter, studio engineer, guitarist, and inventor. He started his music career in 1977, was the leader and producer of the Tractors, played with lots and lots of people, went on to start Ripley Guitars in 1982, what did he do? He created guitars for J.J. Cale, John Hyatt, Ry Cooder, many, many people. Steve Ripley just passed away at 69. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.